Ever wanted to learn how to DJ on turntables, CDJs or controllers, or maybe learn how to produce music with an experienced engineer? Well, now you can. Simply go to www.funky.sx/academy or search Funky Academy on Facebook.
Harry next door is amazing. 79 and he's got a tool for everything. He cooks a cracking Sunday dinner for himself and he plays a mean game of cribbage. These days, there's only one thing he's not so good at, remembering to test his smoke alarms. So I go round and do it, while Harry finds the right screwdriver I've never got.
If you know an older person, please, test their smoke alarms regularly. It could save their independence and a lot more besides. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
This is Funky 103.7. 103.7. Yes.
Better than light. Well, that was a bit of a lie, actually. It's not another one. It's me and Sam. So time is 4:07. It's Thursday afternoon, and it's the 25th of May. If you've just tuned in, you are tuned in to Tanya on Funky Essex 103.7, and I have a guest, Sam. How you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm good, thanks. Yeah, you?
You're not too bad. So where did you travel in from today? Are you a local lady or not?
No, I'm not, actually. Despite my accent, I did live many years in Essex, but I actually live in Sevenoaks in Kent, so I've come from there today.
Yeah. Blimey, you proper travelled in.
Eight trains and automobiles, literally about five trains, so I hope you appreciate my dedication to the
country. I do. I would give you a lift home, but...
It's been a nice day out, actually. Like sunny Westcliff.
Hey, so where did you live? Have you ever lived in Essex then?
Yes, I lived in Romford for a few years and Brentwood. Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
So you are born and bred.
It's been my hood.
Been your head.
Yeah.
You're down and out with the Essex crew.
Yeah.
So, planes, trains, and automobiles to get here, and that brings us to obviously how, I mean, I stumbled across you and got introduced to you, literally stumbled across you, in Ibiza Space Closing.
On the dance floor.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was on the dance floor, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, Ibiza's a place so close to my heart. I've spent many a year going to Ibiza. The first time I ever went there was with a group of my friends when we were at school. We were literally 17. I can't believe our parents let us go, but they did.
Unbeknown to them, what was going to be happening.
Yeah. So 12 girls, we jetted off to Ibiza, and after that, I just thought, I just want to come back here as often as I possibly can. Loved it, loved all the clubs, it was just amazing.
Island's so magnetic, isn't it?
Oh,
Georgia back.
So much fun, just absolutely loved it. And then by chance, about four or five years later, I got the opportunity to go on Ibiza Uncovered. So I was on a TV show for the whole summer, 97. It was literally 20 years ago, a few weeks ago.
That's just mental.
That me and my friend went over there, yeah.
I was saying, I need to see if it's on Sky, if you can have a little look back and see if they're on. Or maybe it might be on something, we might be able to find it.
Well, I've actually got the dusty old VHS tapes in my wardrobe.
That's like me and my blind date tapes.
Yes, it dust them off. I mean, you might be able to find the odd episode on YouTube, but not the whole series, I wouldn't have thought. Hopefully not.
No, well, you never know. Well, we're going to come back and have a little bit more of a chat about that shortly. Next track up is a chat by Ben Shopman, Funky. Love this tune. Turn up, play it loud, stay with us. More from Sam coming up next. We'll be right back. Focus Lingua. I love this track. It has to be played loud, extremely loud. So turn it up and keep it funky. 103.7.
Thank you. Let me kill them with it.
Monkey Essex.
Yo, DJ, drop the bass. Gonna take a minute, I rock the place. I'm going in right now, I ain't got to wait. Just give me that mic, I don't want to sit. Like, yo, DJ, drop the bass. Gonna take a minute, I rock the place. I'm going in right now, I ain't got to wait. Just give me that mic, I don't want to sit. Like, yo, DJ, drop the bass. It's only gonna take a minute, I rock the place. I'm going in right now, I ain't got to wait. Just give me that mic, I don't want to sit. Like, yo, DJ, drop the bass. It's only gonna take a minute, I rock the place. I'm going in right now, I ain't got to wait. Just give me that mic, I don't want. Like, it only takes a minute for me to rock the place. It only takes a minute for me to rock the place. It only takes a minute for me to rock the place. It only takes a minute for me to rock the place. It only takes a minute for me to rock the place. It only takes a minute for me to rock the place. It only takes a minute for me to rock the place.
So the time is 22 minutes past four, and that was Esro, Rock the Place. And me and Sam were just having a little boogie there, weren't we?
Yeah, just walking out a little bit.
We were just getting ourselves ready for Sunday.
Yeah.
Because we are
festival.
We are.
Woo!
So excited. We were just talking outfits and everything, weren't we?
Yeah.
So talking of dancing and living it up, obviously we left off with you going off and being in Ibiza Uncovered. So how did that come about?
It was really random, actually. My friend Kez and I, we were working in Harvey Nichols. We were makeup artists for Clinique. So cool. One day she had a customer. She was doing a customer's makeup, chatting away to her. And the customer said, oh, yeah, do you like your job? She's like, we do, but we're going to go to live in Ibiza next week. And she was like, oh, OK. Well, interestingly, I'm a producer for Sky One, and we're making a programme, Ibiza Uncovered. We're looking for people to follow for the whole summer. Would you be interested? And we were like, yeah. So I'm only 21, you know. We were kids and we were like really obviously bang up for it. So we weren't sure if it would definitely happen, but then a week later they turned up at my parents' house and filmed us packing, and then a few days after that turned up at our hotel in San Antonio, and that was it. And then they followed us around for the whole summer. Yeah, so it was really sort of From when it was filmed to when it went out, it was literally just a few days turnaround time, really. So they sort of follow us around, and then we would just to live above a pub called The Ship at the top of the West End there in San Antonio, and everyone would crowd around in the pub and just watch us and call us down from our on the balcony, and we'd come down and watch it on the in
He's
the pub.
Little celebrity.
Yeah, we were.
Did you get any freebies from it?
No, not really, to be honest. I mean, Kez negotiated the money. She was the money one. And we did do a few other spin-offs from it and a few TV shows and magazine articles and things. So, we had our 15 minutes of fame.
Do you think that was what started your whole writing thing?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was such good fun. And it was nice to kind of, have our little celebrity moment. I mean, we did get in free to a lot of clubs and stuff, so that was quite handy. That was
a bonus. Taking a crew with you.
Yeah, that was it. And I've written about it quite a lot since. So, I guess so. Yeah, I did kickstart the whole thing.
So when I came back from Ibiza after I'd met you, as you do, you kind of hook up on Facebook, have a little snoop.
Have a little stalk.
And I saw, obviously, got drawn towards one of your blogs, which was your blog from Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
And was absolutely hooked straight away. I was like enthralled by your writing style and everything. And now you've stepped over to doing a life at Bird's Eye View.
Yeah.
So what's that about?
It's just, well, I've always written blogs mostly about travel. So the Thailand one, and then when I was travelling, went for a 6-month around the world trip, which was amazing, and I wrote all about that. And I kind of thought I'd love to carry on the writing, but I wasn't really sure what to write about. You know, your day-to-day life is not as exciting as your travels. You know, when you're travelling, exciting things are happening every day. And I thought, is this going to be interesting enough? And then I kind of thought, well, I've lived a lot of years, and it was my 40th birthday, and I kind of thought, I could write a few memoirs. So it was kind of looking back over, my life, things that have happened, funny little stories and anecdotes, and just things that I've learned along the way. And I started to get some good feedback on it, so it kind of spurred me on. So I've never written a blog for as long as this one. This started about February, March time last year. So I've written about 85
it's awesome.
Articles on this one. Yeah, so I'm keeping it up. I've got a hobby that doesn't involve drinking.
So it's great. This, attached to the Huffington Post as well? Do you write separately for them?
The Huffington thing kind of came about that I just thought I like the paper. I'd like to write for them. So I just kind of sent them something, and they said, "Yeah, we love it. You can write for us." So I just kind of submit things to them, kind of as and when things that are sort of topical or I think are relevant. For example, I've written some things about kind of infertility and cancer and sort of IVF, all the fun stuff. But I do try and write it in a kind of light-hearted way, as light-hearted as you can about cancer and stuff. So I try and sort of, not be too kind of doom and gloom. But yeah, if it's something that's kind of relevant or topical, then they tend to go ahead and publish that. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So obviously passion for music, passion for going out, which we share that, massively. I saw you New Year's Day as well at Tobacco Talk. We seem to overlap at all these massive events, which is great now.
Yeah.
Have hundreds of people, we home into each other.
Yeah.
So obviously I spoke to you before, and you've chosen 3 tracks for the show today.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off with the first track next. So what's the first track that you've chosen?
Yeah, so my first track today is Break for Love by Raise. It's a classic old school tune. I mean, this was probably one of the first tracks that I used to listen to in my bedroom in the late 80s. It was on the Deep Heat CD.
Yeah.
Cassettes, not CDs. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I know.
The old cassettes. So yeah, this is one of my faves from back in the day.
So 1988, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, talking of tapes, we used to get them stuck. Do you remember stuck in a tape deck? And you put them out and wind them up with a
pencil. Yeah, yeah. And you try and take them from the radio as well. Sort of quickly press play at the right time.
I know, recording the top 40.
Yeah.
God, we're not that old, really, personally. So first up track is Break for Love by Raise. Keep it locked, keep it funky. Thanks, Sam.
Funky Essex. For love.
So there it is, Break for Love, Rays. And we were just saying, I remember actually dancing around in wallabies and tonsaton tracksuits to this.
Yeah, a bit of naff-naff.
Yes.
My red kickers.
Oh, I've got really squeaky chairs, so I apologise. Hugh, we need to sort out the chairs. So yeah, the next track up is...
This one is called Slave to the Vibe by Aftershock. And this is just reminds me of all my school friends, all 12 of us, and we were over in IB for the first year, probably 93, I think, maybe, this one,
wow.
Yeah. Actually, one of my friends, Sheena, is just getting married today. She just got married, actually, this afternoon, so this one could be for Sheena.
Oh, there you go, this one's for Sheena. So, what is it again?
This is Slave to the Vibe, Aftershock.
Yay. So keep it locked, keep it funky, we love this track too. Wrong version loaded. Right version now loaded. We're back on track. Slave to the Vibe, Aftershock. Mm-hmm. Slave to the Vibe, Aftershock, the proper version.
Oh, it brings back so many memories, that one. I love it.
I know. We were just saying how much passion music evokes, doesn't it? You kind of remember what you were wearing.
I can literally remember that tune. Literally, we were on our balcony in the Poniente Apartments in San Antonio, getting ready to go out on a night out.
And it's
12 of us trying to use two bathrooms,
oh
you can imagine.
Oh, my gosh, 12. So, next track. What is it?
Yeah, my third and final track is Nelly Kane, Beach Ball. This one is from 97, when Kez and I lived in Ibiza, living the dream. And this one really brings back so many memories of those happy times in the time.
So from Batten Ball, where you come from, yeah, to Beach Ball.
Batten Ball to Beach Ball, yeah.
Keep it locked, keep it funky, guys.
Ooh.
Just gave me goosebumps.
Oh, I love it. I still love it now. I just don't think it's dated. I love it. It's 20 years old and it still sounds fresh, I think. So,
yeah, it's still got that proper Ibiza vibe to it.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about where you used to work. What was it called? The New...
Oh, the New Star.
Crazy little
shout
bar.
Out to the New Star. We had Juan and Manuel, our bosses, and Emilio the chef. Good times. When my friend and I started working there, it was like it opened at 6 a.m, so we thought, oh, you know, it's going to be empty. Who's going to be out at that time? No, it was like the biggest after-party place in the whole of San Antonio, so it was crazy. Everyone was dancing on every available surface.
Give
from 6 a.m. till 2, 3 p.m. Yeah, it was great. Good fun.
Wicked. So that's enough for us for a little while. We're going to play some more tracks. Keep it 103.7 because we've got some more chat with Sam before she goes.
Key Essex.
Four, and it's the last 5 minutes from us here at Funky Essex Towers, and the last 5 minutes with the lovely Sam, and it's been so nice to have someone in the studio.
Oh, it's been lovely being here. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
That's all right, but we're not done yet. So obviously your blog, Life of Bird's Eye View, so if anybody wants to have a look, they can just Google that, can't they?
Yeah, so just lifeofbirdseyeview.com. You can find me on Instagram, Life of Bird's Eye View, Twitter, Life of Bird's Eye View. I've got a Facebook page as well, Life of Bird's Eye View, believe it or not. So, yeah, it's easy to find me. So, yeah, please do get in touch. I'd love to hear from you.
And also, you're writing a book at the moment, aren't you?
Well, I am. It's a bit slow going. I mean, I'm my own worst critic. This is the thing. Like, everyone says you've just got to do it, carry on, you know. But I keep kind of writing some chapters, not liking it, deleting it, going back. So I'm in the process of a kind of chick lit, semi-autobiographical kind of chick lit novel. Kind of about two sisters, one has children, one doesn't, and they're kind of parallel lives. I've got a sister, my younger sister Karen has got a little child, a little boy called Hayden, and the little devil that he is, he's lovely. so kind of, he gives me a bit of inspiration for some material for the book. Yeah,
that's cool. And yeah. I think that's very true. You just got to get it down and then break it down. Don't keep, because we might throw away a sheet that might be really valid.
Oh, this is it, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know that a lot of people, you know, write and write and write, and they never get anything published. So I know it's tough, but you just got to go for things, haven't you? I just think go for it. I'm not getting any younger, so yeah, put yourself out there, try.
Yeah, definitely. So what where do you see yourself in the next few years then? What do you want?
Oh, what I'd love, my perfect life would be a multi-book deal.
Yes.
retired, living in Ibiza, living the dream, somewhere nice, somewhere nice in Ibiza, chilling
with me
by
next
the pool.
Door.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Writing several novels and obviously clubbing in between. Yeah, that'd be perfect, wouldn't it? Lovely.
And luckily we have a little bit of clubbing coming up, so we're both that we are on Sunday.
Yeah, look out for us, two blondies.
Yes, dancing around. I'm the shorter one, and she's the lovely leggy one.
The lanky one.
No, leggy.
You're the fit one.
And then obviously we're off to Ibiza, aren't we, in July?
Yeah, so end of July, off to Ibiza for Clockwork Orange, for the Weekender, so really looking forward to that one. That's going to be great fun.
I know, exciting.
Can't wait.
So lots to look forward to, and as I say, beautiful weather out there. Whatever you're doing, I'm sorry if any WhatsApps have come through. I've not been able to load it up today. Do apologise. And just thank you for everybody and all your interaction, your Facebooks and stuff. I will try and catch up with them. I am back on Monday, 3 till 5, letting you know. Actually, I'm not back Monday because it's bank holiday.
Oh, it's bank holiday.
So I'm back Thursday next week, 3 till 5, and I'll tell you how my weekend went. Whatever you do, guys, keep it safe, keep it funky, and make sure you wear lots of sun protection because it's going to be hot, hot, hot. Have a wicked weekend, Sam. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been amazing to have some company today.
I've loved it. Thanks.
Fabulous. One last track from us today, Hot 682, featuring Alex Mills. A little bit of Restless because he is there on Sunday. A little bit of my guilty pleasure, and have a wicked evening. Drive time's coming up. Yasmin next, so don't go anywhere.
Funky Essex.